kind of what LSU presents.
Well, look, we're in the information gathering stage, so I don't have a lot of comments about individuals. Obviously, it's great to be up here at LSU, and you know, we have obviously a long relationship, not just with the school, but with Ed Orgeron and a number of people on his staff. They're great to us, and hopefully we're great to them. So it's good to be back up here again.
Mickey, pro days and combine, are they more about confirmation about what you've already seen?
Yeah, I think, listen, you're just gathering information. It's you know, a lot of times there's things that you suspect, and it is, you know, confirmation, well, you know, regarding, you know, the physical attributes or some of the things that we're measuring. But, you know, you also get some new information on occasion, too, that you've got to plug into the equation.
You able to have a little bit more time individually with players to be able to sit and talk with them than you do at the combine when you're kind of just running through a bunch of different guys?
Yeah, you know, I think that's part of the goal of these pro days is to grab some time with guys. You know, we have the advantage with the LSU guys. They can come to our local day, and a number of them will, and we'll get to, you know, that's a lot more about getting some individual time talking with guys and you know, going through the interview process and understanding, you know, some of the off-field things with these guys. So we'll get some extra time with the LSU players at our local pro day that'll be valuable.
What do you think about a guy like Arden Key? I know Sean mentions all the time about edge rusher being a must for you guys.
Yeah, he's a talented player, and again, you know, this is part of that process, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
How many of those musts do you feel like you've checked off? I mean, I know you guys signed Ben Watson, but do you feel like you're done in that area specifically?
Yeah, I think, you know, look, we've got some. We're never done, though. You're never done because, you know, things come available that you don't expect, and you know, we're constantly evaluating our roster and evaluating what's available and trying to add pieces, you know, just like every team is doing. And so that's a process that is dynamic. It's not static. And so, you know, we're right in the middle of it.
I know you guys were interested in Jimmy, and then you brought back Ben Watson. Just the thought of bringing him back, obviously familiarity, and played pretty well last year.
Yeah, he played well. Look, familiarity is just a little piece of that factor. It's more about his ability as a player and what was demonstrated last season and what we feel like he can do for us in the upcoming season. You know, one thing about the familiarity, we know, you know, Ben is A++ in the character department and is good for a locker room and good for a team, good for an organization. So we're excited about that part of it, too.
Given how good of a draft you guys had last season, how much is there an internal pressure just from outside?
Are
pressure?
You just short or are you on your
really short.
kneeling down?
Got it. What's the pressure for you guys to have an even better draft this year?
Well, I don't know that pressure is the right word because, look, last year we had 5 picks in the first 3 rounds, and this year we have 2. And so it's a different opportunity than we had a year ago. And obviously we're excited about the players that we got and excited about the contributions that they made. I'm just as excited about those guys improving in this upcoming season. And so our expectations for that group's high. And, you know, hopefully we can get some players that can have that level of contribution in this year's draft. Well, I like sitting and waiting toward the end of the draft because that means you've had a better season the year before than maybe we've had the last few years. So that part of it is, you know, that's the good side of that double-edged sword. It's just harder to determine who might be available to you when you get to that point in the draft. But, look, a year ago we picked in the 32nd spot and we got a really good player who we're excited about for a number of years, and you know, we're looking to have that same opportunity again. Yeah, I don't know that I can say that yet. You know, we'll get into that pretty heavily in the next few weeks. But look, there's going to be good players. There's going to be players that do well in our league, and it's up to us to identify and get a few of those guys.
And do the expectations change at all because of how well you did last year? I mean, it's tough to come back to earth.
Yeah, look, we always have high expectations. Every team does. And look, we've had good drafts in the past, and we've had some that haven't worked out. So you always go into it optimistic and high expectations and a belief in the guys that you get. And so that's what we believe right now.
I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this, but do you ever target players from a specific school or don't target players from a specific school?
No, I wouldn't say. Look, there have been great players come from a lot of different schools, a lot of different football programs in the country, and so I wouldn't say that there's a. It feels like it sometimes because we've had a lot of these Ohio State players.
Right.
I get that, but that's not really by design.
Well, it's also we get asked all the time, why don't they take LSU players right up the road?
Well, look, we've had a lot of guys at this school that we've liked and just. They just haven't come available, you know, at the time that we wanted to draft them. And look, we're well aware of that little dynamic that exists, and we'd love to have some LSU players. We've had some in the past, Avery Henderson, and we've had some successful guys with our team, and I'm sure we will again down the road.